This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
One. You know, Israel is making sure that Hezbollah knows in no uncertain terms just exactly where Israel stands. And unfortunately, I think we kind of know where the Biden administration is standing. Yes, there were retaliations. Yes, there were more. Yes, there's probably going to be more. Yes, they're saying don't. But folks, I just don't know that it's registering. I really don't think that it is. I think the Iranian regime in Tehran and their Iranian backed groups that they take such good care of, evidently, I think that they believe that the American president, the American political system, is so focused on this election. It's so focused not just on the election, but on all of the division that the election is about now. And, you know, it used to be, I think, that many of our foes would think that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But I'm beginning to wonder if they would think anything like that ever again. Because all they hear about from this president is about all these different, domestic issues or societal issues. They're talking about Donald Trump. They're talking about saving democracy. And meanwhile, you've got a whole group of people in Tehran, for example, and that spreads out through all these different areas in the Middle East of these groups that they are benefactors of. And they're the ones that are actual threats to our democracy and to our people, first and foremost. And I think they realize that Joe Biden and company are just kind of going along their merry way. And it's all about power. It's all about simply trying to get reelected. And it's all about literally tearing apart the country about things that so many of us already agree upon, like making sure that our border is secure. That's not a bad thing, my friends. Go ask just about any other country on planet Earth if they think that they need a secure border. They'll tell you that they do. Only here in the United States. And by the way, this doesn't go against, it doesn't invalidate the Statue of Liberty, give us your tired, your huddled masses. It doesn't invalidate that at all. You know, when a lot of people came to this country early on, and certainly in the early 20th century, they also were processed in so many ways. You know, they had to kind of come through and find out what would it take to become an American, and again go through a process of being checked out. So I'm telling you, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in the sense that there was organization to it and there was purpose to it. What is the purpose of unfettered, ongoing, unrestrained, unchecked illegal immigration? You tell me, right? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. A rather long intro, but that's okay. It's Monday, and we can have long intros, I guess. But Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Love to hear from you. We've already heard from several folks this morning as well. And, yeah, just got a cool one here from William in Denver. He says, yes, Dwight Yoakam is real country. Yeah, 100%. I believe that. Swing dance with your sweetie, he says. We haven't heard from Joe Biden's first husband for a long time. What's his name? Okay. Yeah, he says he could tell us about the real Joe, don't you know? Again, William in Denver. Yeah, I appreciate the message. And, yeah, I don't know. I think we haven't heard from Joe Biden a whole lot. We did a little bit over the weekend. But there's even people on the left who think that Joe Biden's being kind of confined to the White House too much. Gee, I wonder, does that go into why he might not want to do the Super Bowl interview anytime soon as well? Ah, maybe so. But thanks, William. I appreciate the message very much. And, folks, once again, you know, we're looking at what's happening at the border. First hour, we heard some quotes from Governor Abbott there. There's also this notion about Texas, and some people have been saying, well, Texas can simply secede from the union. And Nikki Haley the other day, now this is the second kind of big faux pas that she's made recently. I mean, she's made others, obviously. But the one, well, the first big one, right, was talking, asked about the Civil War, and she didn't mention slavery. I understand, and I did not see this. I think it had something to do on Saturday Night Live where she says, I'll say it right this time or something like that. But the other one was the other day. She was saying that Texas could secede from the union if it wanted to. And while technically that's true, there is not a whole lot. There's, in other words, states that are in the United States, there's no mechanism for a state in the United States of America to secede from the union. Yes, we had the Civil War, and that was a big exclamation point on not seceding, not being able to secede. But certainly Nikki Haley now is back, I think, saying, well, they can't secede. You know, save for, I guess, armed revolution, which nobody here is calling for. You know, I suppose anything is possible in some kind of extreme circumstance, but that's not at all, I think, even what Texas is looking to do. And all this talk, and some people are, I think, are even putting it out there, but the idea is that Texas is actually gaining a great victory here, not just for Texas, but on behalf of the rest of the country, because it's pointing up that the federal government under the Biden administration has abdicated its role. It's abdicated its role, and Texas is not nullifying anything. It's not doing something wrong, in my opinion. It's actually stepping into the gap, and that's actually doing something to defend the citizens of Texas. And but the Biden administration, they love the chaos. They think Trump is all chaos. Biden administration creating chaos. They know it. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Monday edition. And we are racing through and rocketing through it. And like I said, we can't do anything about the fact that it is Monday, but we can certainly do our level best to make sure that your Monday is good, that it's fun. That you got, we got some good stuff to talk about and good stuff to think about, because I'm telling you folks, you're not getting that, I think, other places. If I do say so myself, based on a lot of the response that, that we get, and we're really happy about that. We really, really are. We really love to do this show, everybody involved, and, this is the best job in the world, and I do have you, to thank for that. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine on the program. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We also have some live links as well. GCN, by the way, thanks to everybody at GCN this morning working real hard for the program. We sure appreciate that. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. So we really do appreciate them very, very much. And we hope to see some more expansion here, hopefully very, very soon. But I'll tell you what, folks, this from Newsmax, this caught my eye. Joe Lieberman, former senator, of course, he's talking about Senator Joe Lieberman, yes, former, I'm going to get that right in about 2 seconds here, former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman is talking about Donald Trump. And he says, Trump got the Middle East right. The Biden administration's Middle East policy has been based on a, quote, mistaken belief that somehow you can trust Iran.
Well, yeah, there's an echo in here, I think. I've been saying that there's some weird thing about the Biden administration in relation to Iran. It's really hard to explain, or rather it would be hard to explain, but we know that for some odd reason, the Biden administration is absolutely hell-bent on making sure Iran feels good about stuff. That's a technical term, by the way. We want to make sure they feel good about stuff, so much so that, of course, there was the unfreezing of the $6 billion just recently, among others. And then also, of course, the handling of Iran with kid gloves. And then also the constant reassurance to Iran, we're not starting a war with you. We're not starting a war with you. So just you know, but we're going to hit these targets, okay? We're going to hit these targets. And in a few days, right? That's how it kind of went, I think. But again, Joe Lieberman saying the Middle East policy has been based, quote, on a mistaken belief that somehow you can trust Iran, unquote. Well, former President Donald Trump, quote, absolutely got the Middle East right. Again, from former Senator Joe Lieberman. President Joe Biden's policy, the Connecticut Independent told Newsmax Sunday Agenda, is that, quote, you can deal with Iran or you can defang them diplomatically. However, one can look at Iran's record since the Khomeini Revolution in 1979 to know better and to see that they are simply untrustworthy. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I mean, this is plain old common sense, plain old, just dealing with reality. Oh, that's just so mean. I mean, that's just mean. I mean, how could he possibly, Joe Lieberman needs to have some kind of sensitivity training. Untrustworthy? Oh, what are you talking about? Otherwise, you know, with John Kerry and the rest of them, I mean, they wouldn't have worked so hard to get Iran into the Iran deal, the nuclear deal, if they weren't trustworthy, right? Well, I think this is really, really something. More than that, he says, they're violently anti-American and our allies in the Middle East, particularly Israel and our closest Arab countries, said Lieberman. The president and secretary of state and others keep saying, we don't want to escalate this into a regional conflict. But the reality is, Iran has already escalated it into a regional conflict. Exactly. This is exactly what we've been talking about. You know, and again, what does it look like? It's like, riddle me this, Batman. When's a war, not a war? Well, when Iran keeps attacking you through its proxies and then actually kills American service people, and we say, we're not looking to, you know, expand this thing, but we are going to make 85 strikes, and there were more, I know, over the weekend. But and to Yemen, right? But we're going to do that. We're going to hit 125. We're going to use 125 pieces of ordnance all told in the first round. And so, but that's, you know, we kind of have to do that. See, that's what's getting at me. That's what's eating at me. This thing about, well, we have to do something. We can't just sit here and then, you know, not do anything, and then we'll really look bad. So we kind of have to do something. But that's why I was even talking with Denise Simon last week. I was saying, well, I mean, is this all for show? I mean, what is going on here? If this is just, you know, why don't we really do something significant to really seriously degrade not only these groups, but anything to do with Iran and its ability to supply them, its ability to support them? And I've used the term before, unthinkable. Maybe it should just be unthinkable to attack the United States, to attack our allies, to attack our interests. Maybe it should just be made to be unthinkable. Back to the article. On the other hand, Lieberman says he disagrees with Trump on many things, but does believe he was correct in the Middle East because, quote, he treated our allies as our allies and our enemies as our enemies. Our allies are Israel and the Arab countries and our enemies are Iran. Well, I appreciate what Joe Lieberman is saying. Now, I don't think he says this lightly. I really don't. But at least he's in a position where he can speak his mind. And in this day and age, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to quote the former senator here, is because these days, speaking your mind is, in so many ways, verboten. And I think much to a greater degree in the Democrat Party. But because, you know, we've got to be able to say this worked and this didn't work. And arguably, I think anybody who takes a look at this and remembers back when this was occurring, not that long ago, when this time period to which Joe Lieberman is referring to, things were working. We were getting the Middle East together against Iran. They have their reasons for wanting to do that. I get it. And sometimes it's tenuous. It's not all cut and dried. It's not all, you know, just easily sort of put together with a bow on it. But if you try to get these different countries to act in their self-interest, well, that's a good thing. And if we can prevent attacks on Israel, if we can, I mean, for goodness sake, Saudi Arabia was still looking to normalize relations with Israel, even at the time when October 7th happened. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that again, once again, when you get on the verge of a big deal in the Middle East, I don't mean some treaty or something like that, but a big deal, a big happening, a big to-do, a big concept. Terrorists will attack, and they will attack like clockwork. You can set your watch by it, it seems. And when this happens, and when this happened, rather, on October the 7th, in so many ways, it was also designed to derail the normalization of relations, or the genesis of that, the beginnings of that, because of what it might lead to. And where are we now? Oh, it's, you know, Israel is a, it's genocidal. That's it. Israel is the aggressor. Hamas had no choice but to cross the border and start attacking them. You know, this is all, it's all about Israel. And Israel should not exist. And the Jews, are bad and all this other stuff. And this is where it's gone from. It's gone from, you know, we can make a better world. And Donald Trump actually was putting us on the track for that in the Middle East. It's gone from that to we might have World War III. So you tell me, is it better to keep Biden in place or go back at the very least to the Trumpian doctrine on this? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour. Stay right there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. This Sunday, there are brand new developments in the Middle East. U.S. forces have hit more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. Now, this comes a day after the U.S. strikes at least 85 targets in Syria and Iraq, where Iran-backed proxy groups have been operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region, all this in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed three U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. The bodies of the three, two women and one man, brought back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. Turning now to the race for president in 2024, President Biden winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday. We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl. No reason has been given. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Monday edition of the program. And we have so much more to tell you about, of course. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also call us up, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and, ready for your call. All right. So once again, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. You know, one thing I do want to mention here is, again, we mentioned Nikki Haley earlier about Texas and a possible secession from the union. Well, that's definitely something that she had mentioned. And again, by the way, I don't think Texas needs to secede from the union. I don't think I'm not an advocate for states seceding from the union. We're not. We've seen what happened in the Civil War. But here's what really does get to me, folks. What really does get to me is you have people who are trying to gin up this notion that, well, what Governor Abbott is doing is not really a constitutional crisis. In fact, on the weekend show, we heard a clip from Michael Beschloss, NBC presidential historian. And Michael Beschloss was saying, well, it's, you know, not really a constitutional crisis, because he was asked that direct question. Not yet, if I recall correctly, he said. He says, but remember what happened
in the olden days, you know, in the Civil War. Remember what happened when you had the integration of schools issue? Southern states were trying to defy the federal government and so forth. Folks, this is apples and oranges. There's, in my opinion, there is nothing similar here to the causes that led to the Civil War, for one thing, and certainly not the integration of schools, because Americans agreed that the integration of schools was right and proper. There was resistance to that, yes. However, this is where the federal government is able to do something to the effect that they're trying to make sure that all citizens enjoy their rights. So that's a different story altogether. Governor Abbott is in no way, shape, or form even closely approaching, even at a far distance. Light years would be a better term. Light years away from saying, hey, we're like they were back in the Civil War for slavery and all this. It's just ridiculous nonsense that's only put out there to gin up more division. That's all it's about. Now, can Texas secede? Well, some will say that it can. And as I said before, I suppose, you know, from some kind of, you know, and I'm not advocating this. I'm just simply talking about this subject. But, I mean, anything's possible if you have armed revolution for something, I guess. But that's not what we're talking about, not what we're advocating, and certainly not what we're hoping for at all. This is, that's put out there to try to make sure people get divided again. This is a legal issue, and I think the Supreme Court is going to do the right thing and come to the right conclusion. I really do think. Now, of course, Supreme Courts, you never know what they're going to do, but ultimately, I think it's a matter of law, matter of the Constitution. I think the overwhelming consideration here is that the federal government has abdicated its role. I've said that many times. This from the Texas Tribune. This is actually back from June of 2022. No, Texas can't legally secede from the U.S. despite popular myth. Part of this, folks, I think, too, is that Texas was a republic, and that somehow makes it different when it joined the Union. But as we will find out, this is really not the case. Secession and independence have been perennial themes throughout the history of Texas, which broke away from Mexico, right, in 1836 and was an independent republic before it was annexed by the United States in 1845. In 2009, then-Governor Rick Perry made national headlines for jokingly suggesting that Texas might secede. In June 2022, the Texas State Republican Convention adopted a platform urging the legislature to put a referendum before the people of Texas in November 2023 to determine whether or not the state of Texas should reassert its status as an independent nation. And in 2023, former state Republican state representative Brian Slayton filed a resolution seeking an election to allow Texas voters to decide whether to leave the United States. Despite perennial talk of another secession, the law is clear that Texas may not leave the Union, same as California, same as any state in the Union, okay? The idea is most often raised by, and this article says, conservatives in the state who are angry over some kind of policy coming from the federal government. And the calls seem to become more frequent when a Democrat is occupying the White House. This, again, from the article, folks. State Representative Kyle Biederman, Republican of Fredericksburg, filed a bill in 2021 to create a referendum election on whether Texas should create a joint legislative committee to develop a plan for achieving Texas independence. So this goes on. Even if the legislature were to act on a proposal, basically, from this Republican to put an independence referendum on the general election, it would not be legally valid. The legality of seceding is problematic, Eric McDaniel, associate professor of government at the University of Texas at Austin, told the Texas Tribune in 2016. The Civil War played a very big role in establishing the power of the federal government and cementing that the federal government has the final say in these issues. As the United States was torn apart by divisions over whether slavery could expand into the nation's western territories, Texas in 1861 voted to secede from the Union. In the ensuing Civil War, up to 750,000 people, more than 2% of all Americans, died. Following the defeat of the Confederacy in 1865, Texas was formally readmitted to the Union in 1870, during the Reconstruction era. Many historians believe that the Confederacy surrendered at Appomattox in 1865. The idea of secession was forever defeated, McDaniel said. The Union's victory set a precedent that states could not legally secede. So, in 1869, the case called Texas v. White, the court held that individual states could not unilaterally secede from the Union, and that the acts of the insurgent Texas legislature, even if ratified by a majority of Texans, were absolutely null. This is, again, back in the 1860s when this occurred. When Texas entered the Union, she entered into, quote, an indissoluble relation, Chief Justice Salmon P. Chase wrote for the court. All the obligations of perpetual union and all the guarantees of Republican government in the Union attached at once to the state. The act which consummated her admission into the Union was something more than a compact. It was the incorporation of a new member into the political body, and it was final. The union between Texas and other states was as complete, as perpetual, and as indissoluble as the union between the original states. There was no place for reconsideration, revocation, except through revolution, like I was saying earlier, or through consent of the states. Chase added, the ordinance of secession adopted by the convention and ratified by a majority of citizens of Texas and all the acts of her legislature intended to give the effect to that ordinance. They were absolutely null. That is, we can vote to secede. They were utterly without operation in law. So, again, what I'm hoping is that, you know, I brought this out because this way we know. We know exactly what the court has held. We know exactly what the relationship is between states and the union. And I'm here to tell you, folks, you know, this particular issue that's happening at the border is not a secession issue as much as it is a pointing the spotlight on what the federal government is abdicating here. And I think Texas and other states as well can make the case that the federal government is derelict in its duty in this. That's why we have the laws that we have. That's why we have the Constitution. That's why we have the responsibilities that are divvied out to the states, to the federal government, and so on and so forth. And so there are those who are trying to divide things, and those who would cheer from the other side, by the way, of the GOP to say, yes, yes, yeah, go in there. Yeah, you guys got to do that now. Because they know that the more they tear us apart, the easier it is for them to assert their power, their dominance. Folks, we are E Pluribus Unum. For many one, united we stand, divided we fall. That's our motto. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Good one. It really is. It sounds good, makes you feel good, and it's Monday, so I think we need some music like this, too, on a Monday. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the Monday edition of the program, and just glad to be here this morning. Rainy Southern California is continuing. So I'm going to let you know what the intensity factor is as soon as we know a little bit more. And but, you know, at least as of right now, it hasn't gotten super bad, at least for me. I'm south of Los Angeles, and but Los Angeles and other areas could be getting some pretty good wallops right now, so we'll try and keep tabs on it. Let me talk about the weather here in just a moment, but first we're going to play our next song for the morning, and once again, I'm going to say thank you to Driver Ron, Trucker Ron. He is our honorary music quarterback this morning, and we're calling two audibles this morning. We're calling two audibles, and I think that's really great because this is a cool song, too. From the Brothers Osborne, Trucker Ron suggested, "It Ain't My Fault." Let's listen. And it's Country Music Monday.
that this is pretty cool. Brothers Osborne. Thank you, Trucker Ron. We appreciate that very, very much. I'm sure everybody out there does. This is a cool song. And, yes, he is absolutely right when he says it's a pretty cool video, too. So go over and check it out, folks. Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault. And I think that, you know, that pretty much sums up a Monday, too, doesn't it? It ain't my fault. It's Monday. And all the things that happen on a Monday, you know, sometimes that can not be too much fun. But we're here to hopefully ease that a little bit for you this morning as we take a look at what's happening out there in the weather. And let's take a look here real briefly at what we see happening out there this morning and what the National Weather Service is telling us about. They are saying that there's life-threatening flash flooding continues for Southern California on Monday. And that means, of course, we could continue to get this atmospheric river that's coming through. Definitely could be a huge problem. We've also got heavy snow for parts of the Sierra Nevada, Great Basin, Northern Rockies, and Four Corners region. We've also got much above high temperatures for the northern to central plains and upper Midwest. Now, the threat for flash flooding centers on Southern California Monday as a deep upper-level trough, a Pacific storm system, and associated atmospheric river, boy, we love that term, don't we, slowly pivots along the west coast and pushes further inland. Ongoing showers and thunderstorms will continue to produce very heavy rainfall, fueled by the influx of anomalously high moisture, favorable upslope flow, and increasing instability. High risk of excessive rainfall. It's a level 4 out of 4, folks, is once again in effect for Monday for portions of the L.A. Basin and the eastern transverse ranges. Okay? Very heavy mountain snows will continue for higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada, generally above 5,000 feet. And by the way, Trucker Ron let us know that there was some 8 feet of snow, I believe. Yeah, he says the Denver suburbs, we had about 8 inches of heavy snow, wet snow over the weekend, he says. So, yeah, I can imagine. So, yeah, you got to stay safe, and that's nothing to sneeze at. And I'm just glad it's not feet at that point. But at any rate, folks, again, heavy mountain snow will continue for higher elevations in Sierra Nevadas. Elsewhere, some moderate to locally heavy showers are expected further north from Northern California into the Pacific Northwest. You got Richard the Marine, you got Listener Joan up there, as the Pacific system pushes inland. Some showers and thunderstorms will remain possible for portions of Florida and the northeastward along coastal Georgia and South Carolina as a low-pressure system pushes away from the coast. The rest of the central and eastern U.S. should remain dry. High temperatures will remain anomalously warm for the northern central plains and upper Midwest as upper-level ridging remains in place. High temperatures in the 40s and low 50s are upwards of 20 to 30 degrees above average. Some daily record tying and breaking high temperatures will be possible for the upper Midwest on Tuesday. Highs and temperatures generally from the Rockies to the Northeast will be above average and mild. All right. Well, maybe melt some of that snow coming in there in the suburbs of Denver with Trucker Ron. Okay, well let's head on over to the phone line here. I think we've got Denise Simon calling us in and from her studio. We're linking our studios together through the magic. I think we've got her. I think we do. It's Monday, folks. Welcome to Monday, and welcome Denise Simon, founderscode.com.
Good morning.
It is definitely a Monday, Denise. It's definitely a Monday.
Okay.
Welcome to the program, of course, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, well, what do you know? What do you know? We've got, of course, the United States saying we're going to have a lot more action going on, and Israel is now basically saying, threatening Hezbollah, I don't know. Denise, do you think the whole issue of don't, does that really work anymore?
Did it work to begin with?
No.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. But what do you see happening out there in terms of more of this reaction and more of what may be to come in the Middle East for our strikes?
We have taken so many attacks in Iraq ourselves, and not to mention what Israel is taking. And we didn't get serious until, what, February the 3rd, 2nd or 3rd, 4th, maybe we'll start responding. So we hit 85 targets. 85 targets. Exactly how 85 out of how many?
Right. And which 85? I mean, that's also huge.
Precisely. All right, so given that, imagine what they're telling Zelensky and what they told him from the very beginning, what he can and cannot do. So we'll talk about the Senate bill that came out.
At right.
7 o'clock last night.
That's right.
You know, everybody's up in arms because there's $60 billion in it for Ukraine. Well, we wouldn't have to send the $60 billion if this National Security Council and this Biden White House had done the right thing from the very start with Ukraine.
Oh, sure. I totally agree.
And it's proving so because of what we're doing here with the Houthis and Iran. And you see what I'm saying?
I mean, indeed.
We just don't want to do anything. We're too risk-averse. Have I said that before?
You have. You have. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Top of the Hour News is next. Then we're coming back with Denise Simon. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.